This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, very happy to be with you today. I love it. I love it. I love having this opportunity to come together with you as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. Always inviting you to join us right here on Women of Grace Live. We've got a couple of different ways that you can do that. I'm going to start off by giving you that toll-free number right here in North America. It's 800-288-3988. 86. That's 833. I said 800, I think. 833-288-EWTN. Let me do it for you again. It's 833-288-3986. There you go. We got it together now. So inviting you to pick up the phone and give us a call, as I like to say. You know, if you give it a try, you know, you're going to like it. I'm sure of it. So don't be shy about that. Just pick up the phone and give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. Also available for you out there outside of North America, and that number is country code 1-205-271-2985. Country code 1-205-271-2985. Just pick up the phone. We are here for you today. Matt Kabinski is our call screener. Be sure to say howdy hey to him. If you are a first-time caller, let us know that, and we will ring our welcome bell for you, and we will be very, very happy to have you debut right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love to have that holy conversation with you. In addition to all of that, we're available for you out there on social media land. Jeff Burson, who is our producer and social media manager, will dash on out there. He'll retrieve your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement, and he'll put it up on the board for us, and we'll be able to address whatever is going on in your mind today. Well, I got to tell you what, I am really excited. I am excited. Why am I excited? I am excited because we are going to be in San Antonio, Texas, not tomorrow, but the next day for the beginning of our Benedicta Enrichment Seminar that is taking place there at Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church. It begins on Thursday at 9 a.m., and we are going to go all the way until the afternoon of September the 17th, which is Friday. And it is going to be a beautiful, beautiful time. We are going to be talking about leading like the lady. We're going to learn about who it is that we are as women. We're going to learn about our great gift of authentic femininity. We are going to begin to understand why it is that we are God's secret weapon for this, our day and time. And yes, we are. We're going to be looking at all of that in light of our Blessed Lady. We are going to be finding out what it takes to be a Catholic leader today. And let me just say about that, we're all called to leadership by virtue of our baptism. So you are a leader. So I certainly do invite you to join us for that enrichment seminar. If you haven't signed up, you can still sign up. You can. And all you need to do is to go to womenofgrace.com. That's womenofgrace.com. And you can click right there on the slideshow that talks about it, or you can click on the little area there under events that talks about it. Both are landing pages. It will take you to a place where you can read about everything that's going to be going on. You can take a look at the schedule there. You can actually register there. So we're inviting you to join us for the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar that begins on Thursday and runs through the afternoon of Friday, September 17th. Now, the retreat itself begins Friday night, September the 17th through the 18th at Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church. And we're inviting you to join us. Don't let anything keep you back, right? Don't let anything keep you back. Strive to come. Sometimes when we are making a decision for the Lord, the evil one comes along and he scatters all kinds of obstacles or hurdles, or he incites into our mind all the reasons why this again can't happen and isn't a good idea and we're way too busy and all of these things. Those are his diversionary tactics. That's what those are. Diversionary tactics. He wants to divert us away from being where we ought to be able to receive the graces that we need to be able to strive to live that abundant life of our Lord Jesus Christ and to share it with others in our day and time and in the circumstances and situations of our lives that come along by way of that day and time. So don't listen to that voice. Listen to the voice of our Lord who's calling you and beckoning you to join up with us there at Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church Friday evening, running through the day Saturday, ending Saturday evening with a beautiful healing rosary, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. We will have the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass available for us as well, confessions too. It is a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for you to join us there at Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church, September 17th and 18th for our Women of Grace retreat. Again, the information available for you at womenofgrace.com. On that Saturday, running concurrent to the women's presentations, we will be having a Young Women of Grace retreat. And I have to tell you, we have a beautiful day planned for these young ladies. So bring your daughter, bring your granddaughter, bring your niece. I've been telling you, bring your students. Just go out into the highways and byways and grab these girls and bring them to join us right there for this beautiful Young Women of Grace retreat that's taking place concurrent on that Saturday from 9 until 4. And that's this Saturday coming up. So I'm very, very eager to see all of you, very, very eager to be with all of you. Looking forward to it in oh so very many ways. So please do get out to our website, register. Now, I've been sharing with you as well that we have a scholarship fund available. So if you need a little assistance in coming, well, my goodness, you know, the Lord is providing. So do give us a call at our Women of Grace toll-free number. And that number is 800-558-5452. That's 800-558-5452. Don't hesitate to call. Don't be embarrassed to call. You know, when the Lord is offering us a way, we do very well to take advantage of that way. So that's 800-558-5452. Bring your lady friends with you, bring your prayer group with you. Come and join us for this beautiful event this coming weekend at Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church in San Antonio, Texas, preceded by our Benedicta Enrichment Seminar that is taking place on Thursday and up until the early afternoon of Friday. We want to give you enough time to go on to the retreat if, in fact, you have signed up for both the Benedicta and the retreat. So all kinds of things there for you. I'll answer any questions you might have about that, but I am here to be with you today. I am looking forward to hearing from you, taking your questions, your calls about anything that's going on in your world. Want to remind you that you can call us at this toll-free number if you're in North America, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us here. Also available for you out there in social media land. And we invite you to use EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Whether you're submitting through that chat feature or whether you're calling and talking with Matt Kabinsky, we invite you to let us know if you're a first timer so we can ring that happy little bell for you to welcome you to Women of Grace Live. Your questions, your comments, your insights, your inspirations, always welcomed right here on Women of Grace Live. We do want to invite you once again to check out everything we've got available for you at our website, womenofgrace.com. Got all kinds of good stuff. Check out our blog, all kinds of answers to your questions about the New Age that we approach, as you know, both through Wacky Wednesday here on EWTN Radio, every Wednesday on Women of Grace Live, or out there through our blog. We also have daily grace lines there for you that help you to enter into this friendly dialogue with our Lord through questions for reflection. So check all of that out. Again, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Do join us right here on Women of Grace Live. We're looking forward to hearing from you. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Well, welcome back. We are so happy to be with you today. Let me give you a toll-free number that you can use to join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that friendly conversation holy conversation with you. That number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Don't be shy. Give it a try. We enjoy hearing from you here. Matt Kabinsky is on the phones. If you're a first-time caller, please let him know that. He'll let me know that, and I will ring my little bell to welcome you. We sure will do that. We're also available for you. If you are not in North America, the number to use for that is country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. Also, we're available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Jeff Burson, our producer and social media manager, will get your question right there that you leave for us in the chat feature, and he'll put it up on the board. Let him know if you're a first-time submitter so I can do the same thing for you that I'll do for a first-time caller, and that's ring that little bell to welcome you to the program today. It's always good to be with you. Golly gee, you know, you just make my day. Well, we've got Matt with us, and he is in Virginia, so let's get to Matt. He's listening to us via Alexa. I've got to say that very quietly, or my Alexa will ask me what it is that I want to hear or do. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good. And how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for calling.
I want to know, can you guys pray for my two friends, Amy and JP, who are going to be traveling to Italy tomorrow?
Well, absolutely. We're delighted to do that. And, you know, we should always pray for those who are traveling. And if we're traveling, we should pray too. Best way to start a trip is with prayer, right? So let's do that for them, Matt. We pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we do thank you for the opportunity to come together to pray for Amy and JP, who will be traveling tomorrow. We ask that even now, Lord, you are preparing the highways and byways for them. We ask, Lord God, that you would surround their vehicle with legions of angels. We ask that their guardian angels would be very present to them. We ask, Father God, that they would incur no kind of obstacle along the road. We ask, Lord God, that there would be no kind of traffic jams. There would be no kind of accidents, Lord Jesus. We ask that they would make a safe passage to where it is that they are going. We pray for all people that are traveling right this very moment, Lord, whether they're going to the grocery store or heading out on a long trip. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to come together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and to ask for safe passage for all concerned. We offer this prayer to you, Father, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. And Father God, I just want to tack on another prayer. I want to tack on a prayer for Matt. This good man is concerned about his friends, and I thank you for that charity of heart which prompted his call, for his desire for his friends to experience not only safe passage, but an enjoyable time. And so we ask you to bless Matt and bless him in abundance. Amen. Well, Matt, thank you for that opportunity.
Okay. And thank you so much.
You are welcome, Matt. And, you know, I just want to share with you, friends, that, you know, when we do come together on the air to pray, I think our prayers are very efficacious because we do come together as this mystical body of Christ, right? We're opening ourselves up to this great mystery of that mystical body, and how through the Holy Spirit, you know, we are united. We are not separated from each other. We're united in that spirit. We're united in that mystical body of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we pray for each other on the air, we're all here together. And I do believe that our prayers are very, very effective. So I want to invite you, if you have any prayer requests that you would like to share today, we can pray for you. I got to tell you, you're all very powerful prayers. I know that from my own experience in receiving prayer from you. And I know from the experience of many others who have asked for our prayer that when you pray, big things happen. And it's just a fact of life. And our Lord desires that we pray. You know, and that leads me to consider something. You know, people often ask, why is it that my prayer doesn't get answered? You know, how is it that I'm praying and praying and praying to the Lord, but I never get a response? It seems as though I've been praying for the same thing over and over and over again, but, you know, I just don't seem to get, an answer that I'm looking for, or I don't get a rapid answer. I'm praying and it's taking forever to sometimes come. And I think that it's because we have to understand that prayer always needs to be offered In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it also needs to be answered, or asked rather, with a spirit of docility to the will of the Father. Remember what Jesus tells us when he tells us to pray, and he teaches us to pray. His apostles ask him, Lord, teach us to pray. And what does he teach them? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So sometimes we don't get an answer to our prayer because we're praying not according to God's will for us, or we're praying for things that are actually outside of his will. We find that hard to believe, but it is possible that we can offer a prayer and in ignorance be offering something that has nothing to do with God's will or God's will for us, or something that is actually opposed to his will as given to us through the teachings of the Catholic Church or through the Ten Commandments. And I can give you some examples of that if you would like. You know, let's suppose that a couple is wanting to conceive a child and have begun to seek means other than the natural means of conception. And they ask God to please bless these other means. Well, is God going to contradict his word? Is he going to contradict the teachings of the church that his son, our Lord Jesus Christ, founded and that is led by the Holy Spirit? Is he going to bless that? Not likely, right? So what we need to do in those cases is to ask that God's will be done. If it is your desire that I conceive a child, Lord, let it be. If, however, you have another plan in mind for me, let it be. That's a hard prayer to pray. It's a hard prayer to pray because sometimes, you know, praying according to the will of God is going against our own natural desires. And so when that will begins to manifest itself, is God not answering our prayer? No, sometimes what God is doing is answering our prayer, but according to what he knows is his best and perfect will for us. And that's hard to reconcile sometimes. But this is then when we practice that beautiful and great gift of submission, of docility, of obedience. All things that run very counter to that San Andreas fault, known as the residual effects of original sin or concupiscence, that happens to lie at the center of our soul. But then we begin to see abundant fruit being born. So sometimes God doesn't answer our prayer because it isn't in accordance with his will. And it isn't in our best interest, even though we can't see that. Because God has something better in mind for us, right? Sometimes God is saying, I want you to continue to pray. Because through this time of prayer and this consistent prayer for this same petition, I'm teaching you virtues. I'm giving you opportunity to grow in holiness, to grow in long-suffering, to grow in patience, to grow in constancy, to be growing in obedience, to be growing in prudence, right? So sometimes he delays in answering because he wants to work a good out of us that could not be worked if he responded immediately. So that's another reason. Sometimes, especially prayers of supplication for another, it seems as if God is not answering our prayer. But God wants to answer our prayer. But God binds himself, get that, he binds himself to our own will. So let's suppose we have a child that's fallen away from the faith. We've been praying for this child for years now, or for months, or for weeks, or for days. We see no progress. We see no answer to prayer. Perhaps what's happening there is that our son or our daughter is thwarting our best efforts. God is dispensing his grace. Our children are not responding to that grace, at least in that moment. Does it mean that they will forever choose obstinacy to the grace that God is offering? No. And that's why we persist in that prayer. We have fine examples of that in the biographies of the saints. We look at St. Monica, the prime example of that, right? She prayed and prayed and prayed for her son Augustine. I've heard accounts of 17 years. I've heard accounts of 30 years. She prayed a really long time. And finally, that prayer was answered. But I'm sure that she coupled with her prayer her own suffering of heart that her son was not yet converted. So that time of waiting, the trial that we're being put through in the midst of that waiting, can be very efficacious prayer in and of itself. Father, in addition to my request, which I'm asking of you through supplication and petition, I unite the suffering of my heart that I am experiencing because of my child's wayward ways. I unite that, Lord. And I offer it to you in conjunction with the sufferings of your son upon the cross. That is very powerful prayer. And so it isn't that the prayer will remain unanswered forever. It's just that maybe something more needs to be offered there as well. A type of suffering with Christ, or even a type of fasting for that particular prayer to be answered. Okay? So that's another thing. Now, you know, I do want to say this. Our God is always about the very best good. Our God is always about the very best good. And in addition to the best good that we're desiring for another, he's about our best good too. And so even as that prayer is being prayed for the sanctification, purification of another, our God is about the business of purifying and sanctifying us as well. So, you know, we continue in our prayer. We continue in our prayer. And God will answer our prayer. And maybe we'll live to see that prayer answered. But maybe we won't. And does it really matter if we see it? If we've offered the prayer and faith and hope and trust of God with full confidence in him, even if we never see it, we live in the hope. We live in the beautiful flame of that hope that fires up within us, ignites us from within, and brings us joy even in the midst of the prayer. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here. Matt Kabinsky likes to be kept busy, so I'm asking you, give the man a call. 833-288-EWTN. That's the toll-free number for you right here in North America. Our lines are open for you. Please take advantage of that opportunity and do call us. 833-288-EWTN. Out there in YouTube land, using the chat feature is Derek. You can go out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, and you can use the chat feature there as well. Jeff Burson will get it up on the board for us, and we can address it just like we're going to do right now for Derek. He says, this is my first time watching. Well, howdy, Derek. So I want to ask a question. I have a 2-year-old daughter and another child on the way. Any tips for raising them to be godly people? Oh, my goodness, Derek. What a beautiful question this is. Oh, gee, I'll tell you why. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful because you're such a good father. Already, you are desiring to train up your children in the way in which they should go. You're displaying here a very intentional attitude toward child rearing. Oftentimes, children come into this world and the parents have no particular plan in mind for them, but basically just to get them through and to get them through according to worldly standards, right? According to the things of the world, according to those things that the world says they should have. You know, maybe a good education, maybe an opportunity to experience their athletic prowess, maybe to be the best ballerina in the little girls' class of ballerinas. I don't know, but you are looking for a godly way of raising your children, and therefore you want to be very intentional about it. And I think the very best thing that you can possibly do, obviously, is to create your home to be a place that specifies you want to raise them according to the things of the Lord. So what does that mean? Well, that means that your home has opportunity for you to share the faith with them. You do this by the way in which you decorate your home. You can have a crucifix on the wall. You can have a picture of baby Jesus. You can put the nativity set up and leave the nativity set up all year round. Nobody says that has to be just for Christmas. Put it out. Share with your little one. Your 2-year-old daughter is not too young for you to begin to share about these things. Have a picture of our Blessed Lady, maybe a statue of St. Joseph. You know, in other words, do what Mother Angelica recommended we do. Fill fill the home with holy reminders. That sets up a Catholic atmosphere. And let me tell you what, holy reminders, especially if they're sacramentals, change the atmosphere in the home. The other way the atmosphere in the home is changed is through prayer. People know when they walk into a house of prayer. They might not know that they're experiencing the residual effect of that prayer. They might not know that they're breathing in that oxygen that comes from that prayer, but they know there's something different there. They recognize that fruit of the Spirit, peace and patience and joy, a certain desire to remain in that home, right? So make your home a home of prayer. Your daughter will be breathing in that oxygen of prayer throughout her little existence here. And you do that by praying together as a family. And you can start off, your two-year-old is not too young. Start off, maybe start off with a decade of the rosary a day, but begin to implement the family rosary into your life. Begin to lead her in prayer in the morning. And of course, that prayer at mealtimes, and of course, a prayer as she's going to sleep at night. The next thing that you can do is you and your wife sit down and say, we want our children to exhibit these specific virtues. And you list the virtues. And you begin to intentionally incorporate into your training of your child those virtues. You know, if your little daughter does something that's contrary to mommy's will, mommy says, no. You know, I want you to be obedient. That means that you listen to mommy. And when you listen to mommy, it puts a big smile on my face and it puts a big smile on Jesus' face too. Now let's do what mommy asked you to do and we'll all smile together. Little things like that where you can begin to inculcate the virtue into your child's life. And then you want to continue that going all through their lives. You want to put them in circumstances and situations where they're experiencing the faith. Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, for example, CCD training. But remember, you're always the primary educator of your child. Preparation for the sacraments, the sacramental structure, etc. So thank you. I loved your question, Derek. Can you tell? It's a beautiful one. We have Susan with us. We're going to go to a break. Susan, I'm going to ask you to hold. You can join Susan, too. Let us know if you're a first-time caller or first-time submitter. Should have rung my bell for you, Derek. Here it is, a little late, but nonetheless, it's there for you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having that holy conversation. Join up with Susan. Get out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, Facebook page. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're so happy to be with you today. We certainly are inviting you to give us a call here. Got a toll-free number for you if you're in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live. Woohoo! Woohoo! Lines are lighting up. You're keeping Matt Kabinsky busy. We like to keep him busy. Be sure to call and keep him busy. And be sure to say howdy, hey to him. If you're a first-time caller, let us know so that we can ring our bell. Also, if you're a first-time submitter out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, we invite you to use the chat feature. Put your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement in there. And Jeff Burson, who's our producer and social media manager, will dash on out there. He'll get it. He'll put it up on the board. If you're a first-time submitter, let us know that, and he'll tell me that, and I'll ring my bell for you, just like I did for Derek. We have Susan with us. She's in Brooklyn, New York today. Hey, Susan, good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, hello, Jonette. Thank you very much. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm very excited to tell you about an experience I had on Thursday. It was during your show. I actually tuned in late to your show, but when I replayed the video, I was amazed to hear you referencing a passage that I was actually reading at the time.
But oh, my goodness.
Yes. So I just wanted to share that passage with you because I feel like it's the work of the Holy Spirit, that the timing of it all, you know.
It is indeed. Okay. I confirm that, Susan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So here it goes. St. Therese of Lisieux writes, "He, Jesus, sat before me, the book of nature. I understood how all the flowers he had created are beautiful, how the splendor of the rose and the whiteness of the lily. Do not take away the perfume of the little violet of its scent, or the delightful simplicity of the daisy. I understood that if all flowers wanted to be roses, nature would lose her springtime beauty, and the fields would no longer be decked out with little wildflowers. And so it is in the world of souls, Jesus' garden. He willed to create great souls comparable to lilies or roses, but he has created smaller ones, and these must be content to be daisies or violets, destined to give joy to God's glances when he looks down at his feet. Perfection consists in doing his will, in being what he wills us to be.
Susan, thank you for reading the entirety of that passage. It's so beautiful. I had only mentioned just a small portion of it. But boy, you know, when you see the wonder and simplicity and beauty of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, even in reading that passage, I mean, we get a glimpse into her soul, don't we? And it's magnificent to behold. She saw herself as such a little one, and her little way, you know, became such a powerful means by which she went to the heights in sanctity and holiness, so much so that she's canonized. And right after, you know, her death, miracles began to happen, and she began appearing in multiple places. We had Father Matthias of the Immaculate Heart on the air last week, and I believe it was during his program we referenced that little passage, and he talked about how it was that when St. Thérèse was resting in state after her death, one of the religious sisters came and kissed her feet, and this was a sister that had been suffering with a terrible illness for a number of years, and as soon as she kissed Therese's feet, she was instantly healed. So we look at St. Thérèse and we see her as one of those big lilies, right? One of those beautiful roses, one of these spectacular souls, you know, that did great things, because she did. But she never saw herself that way. And her little way, which is a little way in some ways, is a major way that leads to sanctity, that leads to holiness, that leads to utter love of God and his love filling us so that we shine, you know, like the stars in heaven. So thank you so much, Susan. That's just beautiful. And so God's speaking a word to you in that passage. He's speaking a word to me in that passage. And friends, he's speaking a word to you in that passage. And he's all calling us to be like Therese. To desire only what he desires for us, to live that desire out according to the maxims and the way of life, the spiritual path that Thérèse of Lisieux outlines for us, and we will achieve the heights. We will attain God's will for us, and we too will bring glory to each and every day and pleasure to the Father. I love that little bit in there, Susan, where, you know, it says where we bring joy. Where we bring joy to the Father when he looks at us. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your call today. You've put a big smile on my face. And I've been telling everybody that we're going to be there at Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church in San Antonio, Texas. And Father Matthias of the Immaculate Heart is going to be our priest for the weekend, but he's also going to be presenting to us as well. So we're very, very eager to have you come and join us there. Father Mark Lewis, who is the pastor of Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church, will also be with us, to have these two marvelous men of God assisting us in so many beautiful ways, and for us to be able to grow together in the love of Jesus as we come together and experience his divine and holy life among us. It doesn't get any better than that. So please do get to our website, womenofgrace.com. Sign up, join us for the event. September the 17th evening it begins. That's Friday night, runs all the way through Saturday evening, closing with a healing service that will include exposition of the Blessed Sacrament and the Rosary. Young Women of Grace Day running concurrent on that Saturday from 9 until 4, and preceded the whole thing on Thursday into Friday afternoon with the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. There's still time for you to sign up. Get out there and do it. Don't delay. Please come and enjoy this time with us. Let's get to Pamela. She is in Ontario, Canada today. Good morning, Pamela. How are you?
Good morning, Johnette. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for asking.
Good. It's such a privilege and a pleasure and a delight to speak to you because you just warm the cockles of my heart.
Well, may it be so. Thank you, Jesus.
So, the reason I'm calling, John Ed, is as I'm asking you for a prayer request, it's a very, very sad situation. My sister has a friend she's been seeing for about 4 years. She's a widow. And he has a couple of daughters, well, had. One of his daughters, her name was Lori, she died in March. She was only 40. She had three children, but she just went in for an operation on a pulmonary heart issue, and she died right before she got into the operation. And that was in March, and we've just a few weeks ago had a memorial service for her. And her sister, who has eight children, and her name is Rachel, mother of eight, she had a stomach operation a few weeks ago, and I'm not sure exactly what the problem was there, but it was a long operation. So a couple of days later, she collapsed because now she has a blood clot in her lungs.
And
now I do believe the clot has increased in size, and there also might be more than one clot. I'm not 100% sure on that. So obviously the father, Frank, is quite distressed by all of this, very, very close with his daughters.
Sure.
And so I've been busy offering up Mass whenever I go to, well, I go to daily Mass, so I've been busy offering that up and fasting on Fridays and on bread and water, and I'm just, you know, praying my heart out for this woman. But I thought, oh boy, who can I go to for more prayers? And I, of course, you do such a beautiful, beautiful job, Jeanette. I must say, you move my heart when you pray.
Oh, well, I am so sorry to hear this. And Frank, I'm sure, as you say, is distraught having lost one daughter and now this other daughter facing such a, you know, major issue. And this is a very big issue. Is she in the hospital, Pamela, or no?
I don't believe she is in the hospital. She was, but I think she's at home. And I talked to my sister, and I know she's very stressed as well because she's got the eight children and with school and whatnot. So she's in amongst all of this. She's having to do her duties as a mother as well. So I think she has a little bit of help, but I don't know how much help, to be honest with you. But there is a worry about that clot.
Yeah.
Or my sister mentioned that Frank said clots. So, and I also knew it was, well, at least one of them was increasing in size. So that can't be a good thing.
All right. Well, Father God, we do come before you in this moment, and we lift up to you Rachel. Father, you know the entirety of her situation, and you know exactly where those clots are located, and we know that those clots are not greater than you. We know that your power is greater than all things, and we know that your ultimate desire for us is that we come to fullness of life in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we know that this temporal existence is going to end someday, and that we, at that moment, will have the opportunity to experience the fullness of love that you have for us. But in this moment, Father, we look at your daughter who is suffering with these clots in her lung. We see that she is a mom of eight children, that there is much living for her left to do. And so, Father, not only do you want for us to be healed ultimately, spiritually, that we spend all eternity with you in heaven, but you desire the fullness of life to be ours here on earth. And so it is that we ask, and we dare to ask, and we have confidence to ask, and full trust to ask, that you would dissolve these clots in your daughter's lungs. We don't care, Father, how you choose to do this. You can do it spontaneously, instantaneously, at this very moment, because we know that you have the power to do it. You can send that healing light of the Holy Spirit right now to pulverize, to just absolutely, like a laser beam, pulverize those clots. You may choose to do it through the medicine that is available to her and through the opportunities that all of medical science and her doctors can offer. What we're asking for, however, is the ultimate resolution of this health issue. We see those little children, and we know that they need their mommy. And we know the concern that the mom must feel at this moment when she's facing such a very difficult suffering and such a very real physical complication. And I ask that you would remove all anxiety, Lord, and that you would replace that anxiety with faith and hope and confidence in you. I pray, Father God, for Frank, who is worried about this daughter. He's just lost a daughter, Lord. And so we must know that his fatherly concern, his paternal love, must be frayed at this moment as it seeks for a resolution. And so it is that we come before you in this moment and we ask for this healing. And I thank you for Pamela, that she is fasting and she is praying. And I pray that you look kindly upon her sacrificial offerings, Lord, and factor them into this healing process that you are beginning in Rachel, even as we're praying. And we know that you're beginning it even as we're praying, because you tell us that when two or three are gathered in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that he is there in our midst, and he is with us right now. And so I ask you, Jesus, to hear this prayer. And we offer it to you, Father, in his name, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Well, please, Pamela, let us know, okay? Continue to keep us informed as to her progress. And I'll be tucking her into my rosary today. You can rest assured of that, okay?
Oh, God bless you. I absolutely will keep you in touch.
Thank you.
Okay.
We
okay.
appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless. Thanks so
God
much.
God bless you too. You're welcome. Bye-bye. And we have Rocio, or is it Rocco, out there on YouTube. And he's asking prayers for his mother, who is in the hospital with COVID and pneumonia. And so, Father God, as we're praying now, we pray for this man's mom. Father God, again, you know the complete situation that his mother is facing at this moment. And we also know, Father God, that this situation is not greater than you, that this virus is not greater than you, this pandemic is not greater than you, the pneumonia is not greater than you, just as the clots in Rachel's lungs are not greater than you. Nothing is greater than you. And so it is, Father God, that we come before you in this moment, and we call upon that power to fall down now upon your daughter, who is in hospital with COVID-19, suffering also with pneumonia. Father God, we pray for all of those that are hospitalized with COVID. We pray also for all of those that are experiencing complications from it. We ask, Lord, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, healing and hope would come, Lord God. Healing and hope would come. Now, Father God, if this be the means by which you take your children home to you for all eternity, we pray this. We pray that their souls would be prepared, Lord. We pray that they would not come to you with blemish of serious sin upon their soul, or any sin for that matter, Lord. We pray that you would make provision for them to be healed spiritually, if not physically, and that when they come to that sweet moment of seeing your face, that they would be able to make a good account of their life, Lord, and they would withstand that particular judgment and find that they will spend life on high in Christ Jesus. We pray, Lord, for healing here, but the ultimate healing, as we always know, is that spiritual healing. And so we pray for that. We pray for that for Rocco's mother. We pray that for every person that is suffering with any kind of disability or disease today, COVID or otherwise. We ask, Father God, that there just would be a rain of divine and holy grace falling upon this country right now, that in and of itself needs to be healed in ever so many ways. We pray, Father God, that we would be open now, open and receptive to receiving those graces. We lift our hands to you now in supplication, but also in a gesture that shows that openness and that surrender to you and the desire to receive those graces and to have those graces move in us and us to move through those graces, Lord. We pray this for all who have petitions today, for all of those who are suffering in any way. We pray specifically for the petitions that have been named in this program and for all of those whom we said we would pray for who have called in for our prayer on this program or left us prayer intentions by way of email or by way of phone call. We pray for all of them. We lift them all up to you, Lord God. You are so magnanimous, Lord. You are so great. You are so infinite. You see every one of these requests, Lord God. There is nothing that you do not see. And so, Lord, we pray in confidence that you will make haste to help us. And we pray this prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen and hallelujah. Woohoo. Now, what we do after we pray a prayer like that is we continue to renew that prayer through the course of the day. So Pamela, we renew that prayer through the course of the day. Rocco, we renew that prayer through the course of the day. All of you, if you fall into that category or you were praying for somebody as we were praying together, you renew that prayer throughout the day. And this is the most important thing you do. You give gratitude and praise to God. You give gratitude and praise to God for hearing the prayer and answering the prayer in the way in which He knows best, right? We praise You and we thank You, Lord, that You heard our prayer. We praise You and thank You, Lord, that there is nothing that happens on the face of the earth of which You are not aware. We praise You and thank You, Lord, that You sent Your Son to save us. We praise You and thank You, Lord, that our prayer not only is being heard, but is being answered by You in the way in which it is that You know is best for the person that we're supplicating for or for our own personal well-being. And that is always our eternal life. And so it is that we praise You and we thank You. We don't want to be like those other lepers who did not return to thank our Lord. We want to be like that one leper who came back and thanked Him. And we want to praise Him. And we want to glorify in Him the reality that He is always with us. Amen. So that's what we do. We renew the prayer. We renew it and give Him praise and thanksgiving. All righty. We are going to get to Alice. Alice is a first-time caller. Hello, Alice. And you're calling us from the great sunshine state of Florida. Where are you in Florida, Alice?
I'm in Winter Haven, Florida, kind of between Tampa and Orlando.
Yep, I know that place. So I'm glad you're with us today. What's going on with you?
I just wanted to, I'm a nurse, and we have seen lots of people pass away, unfortunately, from this COVID or complications thereof. One of the hardest parts there were for the family members that are left, and they're concerned about the souls of their loved ones. Like, mm-hmm. I get comments like, he never went to church, or he's never really known God, or he never, and I try to comfort them, and I tell them, I say, God hears the groans of the spirit. A lot of these people can't pray. Some of the people are very strict in their faith that they have, that unless they profess the name of Jesus out loud with their mouth, they're not going to go to heaven. And I try to tell them, I said, a lot of times we say things with our mouth when we're asking in prayer that it kind of would have been offensive if it went, but the Holy Spirit intercedes for us and fixes our prayers and even our thoughts when we're praying mentally. The Holy Spirit guides our prayers. And we don't know, even though they weren't able to profess them, Jesus and their faith in Jesus by mouth because they were intubated, you don't know what's going on with the soul while it's in that state. And then I tell them the story of the laborers, like we're the Christians that labored at the beginning of the day in the heat, through the heat and everything. And he's the guy that came along around 6 o'clock in the evening, put in his 15 minutes and left. But he got paid the same as we did, who labored all day, because Jesus is that great and that merciful. And any other insights you may have for me to give people who are in that kind of state, they're worried about their loved ones getting to eternal salvation.
Would she, Alice, I'll tell you, what a beautiful nurse you are. Here you are and you're attending to their physical needs, but in so many ways, you're attending their spiritual needs as well. And you're in a key position there that you can actually, in quiet little moments, just pray for and pray with those patients. How you can console the parents, I think you've already discovered, or the loved ones. I don't know why I said parents there, but how it is that you can console those who are worried about the state and condition of their loved one's soul. I think you're already doing a beautiful job. You're reminding them of what Scripture says, that the Holy Spirit prays through us. When words fail us, right? When we know not how to pray, the Holy Spirit prays for us. Well, that would incorporate, I think, in when we can't pray, verbally. This God, as you say, His mercy is greater. And I think it's a time to remind them, as you have so beautifully, that God's mercy is greater than all things. And we cannot understand the mind of God. His ways are not our ways. And He makes provision. If they're Catholic, Saint Faustina writes that our Lord told her that He gives every soul three chances to say yes to Him. And if that soul even glances in his direction, he takes it for a yes. I don't know how a Protestant would receive that, but what's being said here is nobody knows, and you can tell them this, nobody knows what takes place between God and a soul. Nobody knows. Nobody knows that's still living what it is that happens as that soul is separating from the body. Nobody knows. Nobody knows that Jesus does not come to that person in that moment and just look at that person, and that person is able to say yes to the Lord. Even in the worst situation of coma, that can happen. So, you know, I think that you're doing a beautiful job, and what a blessing you must be to those who are suffering because of the suffering of a loved one, or to those patients themselves. Thank you for your ministry, because that's truly what you're about. What a beautiful gift you are. And friends, you're a beautiful gift too, and we invite you to join us Monday through Friday at the same time as we discuss issues of importance to your life and faith. We certainly invite you to sign up and join us out there at Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church in San Antonio, Texas this weekend. Don't delay, do it right away. How about that? God bless you now. Bye-bye.